DJ Ello. My name's Cadence Weapon, and you're listening to 1690 AM Radio in Montreal.
I met her at an art show. She looked like Halle. Walked to a loft show. I pissed in the alley, and she didn't seem to mind.
For CGLO News, I'm Commandant Zitko Naden. The senior officials from Human Rights Watch have called out the Sri Lankan government's continued refusal to address wartime atrocities and ongoing abuses faced by Tamil victims on the 16th anniversary of the Tamil genocide. According to Meenachi Ganguly, Deputy Asia Director of Human Rights Watch, the successive Sri Lankan governments have failed to launch any credible accountability process despite overwhelming evidence gathered by the UN and human rights groups. Ganguly also noted that some Tamils had placed cautious hope in the presidency of Anuradhakumara Dissanayake, which has already faded. Dissanayake has opted to endorse failed mechanisms such as the Office on Missing Persons, the Office for Reparations, and the Office for National Unity and Reconciliation, which have been rejected by many victim families. On Tuesday, May 20, a collapse of a pit wall on a construction site in Blainville, Quebec, killed one worker and injured two others. Multiple vehicles that had been parked near the lip of the pit fell into it as the wall collapsed. Lieutenant Saratusingan of the Blainville Police said an investigation is underway to determine if anyone is criminally at fault for the death. According to the project's coordinator, Siscomac's website, Liria was said to feature residential buildings, commercial spaces, and a hotel. On Thursday, May 22nd, the Canada Revenue Agency revealed that it is set to cut up to 280 jobs as part of a larger workforce adjustment. A media spokesperson said in a French-language email that the cuts primarily affect internal services and are focused on Ottawa and Gatineau. The media spokesperson adds that the agency's financial challenges are due to the end of funding for temporary programs, government-wide cost-saving initiatives, and a change in operational pressures. For more, go to cglo.com/news or follow CGLO News on Spotify.
CJLO, 1690, Electric Messiah. Thank you.
Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You've already pretended to be a Costigan from South Boston.
Every weekend, Sergeant.
And half the iconic sons of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 a.m. with your host, Remy.
Don't laugh! This ain't reality TV!
The Festival International Nuit d'Afrique, presented by TD, invites you to the 39th edition for the best of world music, from July 8th to 20th. For 13 days, Montreal will be dancing and singing to the rhythms of Africa, the Caribbean, and Latin America. Full program and tickets on festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Sewer Spewer! Hello, it's Chris the Frog of Sewer Spewer with another round of show recommendations happening in the coming week here in Jojage, or so-called Montreal. Starting off on Monday, June 2nd, at La Souterraine, Minneapolis black metal band Ashbringer will be playing with Merton Scythe and Mistwalker. On Tuesday, June 3rd, at La Toscadura, there will be a big hardcore show with Combust from New York, Big Boy from San Jose, Apex Predator from Seattle, Steamroll, also from New York, and Will to Speak. Skipping ahead to Thursday, June 5th, at Batsimal Set, there will be a metal show with Luger, Street Panther, Razorkill, and Samurai. On Friday, June 6th, on the cabaret stage of Fufun Electrique, post-hardcore band Tarbox will be launching their new album, Blood and Water, and they'll be playing with Judgment from Toronto and Front Row. And at La Toscadura, hardcore band Truck Violence will be playing with Last Waltzen and Love Bombers. And finally, on Saturday, June 7th, at the Fairmount Theater, Maryland grindcore band Full of Hell will be playing with Harm's Wave from Chicago, Cruelty from Tokyo, Jarhead Fertilizer, also from Maryland, and Clique from California. And on the main stage of Fufun Electrique, Montreal-based punk band Les Odzil Yannick will be celebrating 30 years of being a band, and they'll be playing with Tulaviak from France, who have been around since the 1980s, Francophone Ramones cover band Les Fucking Raymond, and Voyou. That's it for me, but for more updates and show recommendations, be sure to follow me on social media, on TikTok, Instagram, and on Facebook at Sewer Spewer. I'll be back next week with another round of show recommendations, but until then, keep it locked to Electric Messiah here on CJLO 1690 AM.
And
welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. When I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 a.m. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
And we're back. Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690.
We are back.
Hi, guys. We have Roberto here from the band. Tell the people the name of your band.
The band is called Stregonaria.
Yeah.
I'm here with my bassist, Alejandro, and my engineer, Will, from All Man Mortal and Prosecutor.
I'll say this immediately. I listen to In Hell, and I listen to a lot of music trying to get ready for the show every week.
Okay.
And the sound quality is great on that song, In Hell. I could tell immediately. But, you know, so good job. Is it Will? Was that you?
That wasn't me, actually. I'm on the single that's being released as of tonight.
Right.
Which is called Insanity.
Yeah. Great. In Hell and Insanity.
Yeah, so at first we had done In Hell at Desolation Studio in October. We had released a single, and then we started recording as of, when was it, February, March?
March.
Mid-March we started recording the CP and...
How many are you going to have? Three, four?
EPs or songs?
Songs.
Songs, three songs.
Three songs.
Yeah.
All right. So we're still waiting for, who are we waiting for?
Nobody. Everybody's here.
Everybody's here.
Ready
is,
to
oh,
go.
This is it. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, great. Well, you know what? Should we just play In Hell for the people?
If they were, for sure. Why not?
Let's do it.
Next one's called In Hell.
What? Wait, before we play the song, is there anything to it, or you just said, let's write a song about In Hell?
It just came like that, technically. Like, I had the melodies of the guitar first, and then I started writing lyrics, and I got inspired, like, in the chorus. I'm talking about, like, meaning in hell, the hell that people make for themselves. So the hell could be your physically, or...
Yeah.
It could be...
Mentally.
I mean, exactly. How often, like, every day we're creating little hells for ourselves, are we not?
Something
I think
like
everybody,
that.
Yeah. All right, this is In Hell, Electric Messiah Radio, Stregan Area, CJLO 1690. Let's do it.
We'll be right back.
All right. Nice. You hear that in the headphones?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we're back. Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO 1690. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are, every Saturday, 9 to 10. We're here in studio. Roberto, who are we hanging out with?
We're hanging out with Jay from Dumbass.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
We're hanging out with Alejandro.
Yeah, hi, guys.
We're hanging out with Will.
Sup, guys.
Good to see you.
And we got...
Abra,
Chuck.
Chuck. We got Chuck right here.
AKA Abra.
AKA Abra, the host of the show. Abra. That's right. Yeah.
And we got our girlfriends.
That's right.
Somewhere
here. Chuck. Yeah. All right. We're listening to John Carpenter right now, the prologue from Big Trouble in Little China.
Before, one of my favorite movies, actually.
It's a great movie. Oh, I can't remember the name of the actor. Died just the other day.
Yeah,
I posted it. I can't remember his name. Yeah.
I think it was Peter Wong or something. Could it be
something like that? Yeah. Sure, yeah. With they all look like Mortal Kombat characters.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but that was before. No, but it's true. If you go and look, and it was before Mortal Kombat came out.
Yeah. You had like Raiden, and then exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And then if you check the
Skoden.
But if you check the timeline, Mortal Kombat wasn't even a thought at that time.
Exactly, because I think it was in the 90s, Mortal Kombat. Big Trouble in Little...
Little China was in the 80s. And,
exactly, yeah, 87, yeah. 88.
Something like that. Yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
Roberto. Okay, so what should we play next? You know what? We can play Insanity. Do you want to talk about that?
So yeah, we're gonna leak our new single today.
Okay.
From our upcoming EP, which is called See What I See. And that's mostly it. I don't want to give too much out of it.
Okay.
And I don't know, guys, we want to talk about the recording process out of it.
It's true that the recording process was pretty fun, actually. We laugh a lot during that thing. I just arrived to the studio and I just see Rob with a cowbell just looking at me.
More like, cowbell.
What?
More
and
cowbell.
He just tell me out of nowhere, okay, we're putting this in the song. Like, what do you mean we're putting this in the song? Like, just listen to this. And he starts like playing the song and doing the cowbell like with a head motion like.
Oh. Did he have a serious face? Like we're doing this, guys.
No, he was like just random out of nowhere. No, seriously, just... We're doing this.
Yeah. Is it in the song?
Yeah, it's in the song.
Okay, it's not a joke. It's in the song. This is great.
Yeah, yeah. And about that cowbell, I was so scared to bring it up because I came up with the idea, right? I was listening to the song and I was like, this is so bluesy, this is so southerny. We should bring a cowbell in. And Rob, being the serious guy that he is and like really metal guy that he comes into the studio and I'm like, hey, Rob, I had an idea about Insanity. It might be insane, right? It might be crazy, but... should we put cowbell in the chorus? And he was like, man, I don't fucking know. And then I start playing it and he goes, yeah, it might be good. And I think it grew on him because the day we started recording drums, then out of nowhere, he's like, yeah, let's put the cowbell. And I was like, oh, okay, then I guess we're putting the cowbell in.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty fun that...
Did you guys record all three songs in that one session?
No, recorded apart.
Do you have those other two songs?
Right now
I'm the guy with all the vault. I have it all, my files and my iPhones, all the edits that they send me. I have like literally every every version. And personally, yes, I have. They're the rough mix, but I don't want to give them out.
Okay, you have rough mixes.
No,
okay.
I don't want to give them out.
When can the public hear those other songs? Besides tonight, they're going to hear one. When do you think that's going
to
come out?
I like to keep it a mystery.
Yeah, okay.
You know?
So eventually.
The Instagram, follow the Facebook page.
Mastering of the cowbell is a very tricky thing.
Exactly.
that's the name of the new EP, Mystery of the Cowbell.
Exactly.
That's not. When's your next show?
We're playing June 13th. Actually, that's something I wanted to talk about tonight. That's why Will's also here. And we.
All right. Well. Let's play Insanity first. We'll come back and talk more about this upcoming show. Sound good?
Perfect.
All right. Here it is. Insanity. Right. Stragon Area. Electric Messiah Radio, CJLO, 1690 AM.
Yeah.
CJLO 1690.
And we are live.
Electric Messiah Radio. Roberto.
Yep.
Yeah. That was insanity.
Yeah.
Also, the song is insanity.
For real. It sounds like it's insanity.
Yeah, it was great. Thank Cowbell you. And everything. Good
Thank
job,
you.
Guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. So June 13th, you're going to play that?
Yeah, we're going to play that. We've been playing that for like the last year. So
You've been playing it for the last year.
So the ones that do come to the show know the songs.
Know the songs, that's right.
Did you have a cowbell at Piranha Bar?
No. That's just like a little bit of spicing on the record, you know?
But we should.
Can you bring it to the next show?
Possibly.
He's going
to
do it.
Come to the show if you want to see a cowbell.
Right. Yeah.
I'll jump on stage and hold that.
I'm good with that.
So this is the 13th is a Friday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's part of a two-day festival that we're doing at Mystify Gauche. So it's June 13th and June 14th.
Uh-huh.
We're playing the 13th, meaning Stregan Area and Prosecutor.
Yeah.
We got Riotor and Dying of Thirst on that bill, too.
Okay.
So it's pretty much speed metal, thrash metal, that bit Ooh. Of grindcore, too.
Yeah.
And
You want to send me a link to that? I'll post that for the people.
Yeah, for sure. I'll send you a link and the event page and all that. There's also a sponsor that's been rolling around for...
Okay.
For sure,
it's going to be a fun night. Yeah, I'm going to come to that for sure on the Friday.
And then the Saturday, we have Pacer, which is a band that is from Montreal. They played Vans Warped Tour back in the days.
Yeah.
Been there for quite a long time. Yeah. We have House of Dusk, Evidence 42, and Summon Substance, which is more of a alternative rock...
That's okay.
Yeah.
We accept all, it's rock, right?
Yeah. It's guitars, drums, bass.
Yeah, wham, wham, wham. Exactly. Yeah, that's all we want. Should we play Prosecutor, Will?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So you guys are playing on the Friday also?
Yes, we're playing second on Friday, yeah.
Yeah, who's headlining that night?
Riotor.
And all these bands are local?
Riotor is from Quebec.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And the rest is local, yeah.
Great. Will, you have anything to say before we play this song? Have you posted this song anywhere?
Yeah. This song is posted on all the media platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, and whatever.
Yeah.
Right. And Prosecutor, it's prog trash. This song is in Droppe, which is its own prog trash.
Yeah.
And contrary to Insanity, this has weird time signatures. So, good luck.
You had me at Droppe.
All right, well, let's play it. Into the Unknown, Prosecutor, CJLO 1690, Electric Messiah. Here you go. CJLO 1690. That was Prosecutor. Okay, guys, mics are back.
In the house.
In the house.
We're back.
Right, Will? That was Prosecutor with Into the Unknown. Good job, Will.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. That's fun. This is fun. I'm having fun, radio people.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
Well, what about you guys? You having fun?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Alejandro's got to go to work at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I got
to. What time you got
to
wake up?
Yeah, I get to work tomorrow.
You have to be at work at 6?
Yeah.
What time are you waking up?
Around 4:35.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
On a Sunday.
Coffee, yeah, water in the
it's
face.
It's pretty fun, man.
Yeah.
Then he's not finished. He has to come and meet me at 3 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have a 3-hour jam.
Yeah, we're jamming tomorrow, too.
Yeah, that sounds great.
My day's not done.
Don't
after
sleep.
That.
It's fine.
No sleep for the wicked.
Yeah. All right, so I'm just going to quickly go through the songs that we played. We played, to start the show, we played Pyrocene Death Cult. Brand new album came out last night at midnight, so it came out today. It was the first song on the album. What's the name of the album? It's the Pyrocene Extinction Part 1. Do I got that? I just want to move this here. Ah, yes, this thing. The Pyrocene Extinction Part 1 with, that was Primitive Accumulation. Then we played Pied de Biche, which I think is the French word for crowbar, if I'm correct.
You are correct.
Is that correct? I am correct, yeah. With the song Circuit. That's it. Then what did we play? Then we talked. There was a promo, an ad. And then we played Stregonaria in Hell.
Yeah.
And then we played Insanity.
Yeah.
And then we just played Into the Unknown by Prosecutor, which was dope. And they'll be playing Friday, June 13th. Where again?
Yeah, at Misfai Gauche in a bit.
That's right. That's on Beaubien, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I like that place.
All right.
I went to Rosemount.
Okay, uh-huh. You went to Rosemount High School.
John F. That's why. As soon as I heard your voice, I was like, St. Leonard. No. Yeah. But every single person that went to Rosemount was you, Roberto. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right. So now what are we going to talk about?
So I just wanted to do a little rundown because we're talking about the June 13 show. So I have a production company, which is called A&R Productions. So I book a lot of shows in the city, and we have a lot of upcoming shows in June. Well, June, what do we have in June? We have June 19th at Misfai Gauche, which is a jazz show. We have the 13th, the 14th. We have June 27th, which is going to be at Monte Cristo. We have a punk show with the Bambis, Beyond Breach. We also have, who else on that bill? The Defamed and Fatal Switch.
Fatal Switch is like a new metal band,
yes,
right?
Yes. And June 28th, we have Last Dance Among Wolves under the Van Horn. And
What was that date?
June 28th, if I'm not mistaken.
It's a free show under the bridge?
Yes.
I think I'm playing that show.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to come to that show.
Apparently I'm playing under a bridge somewhere. And I was like, I think I'm playing. I think I'm
that's
doing a, that show.
That's after this show, just over there, and that's by yourself.
Wait a minute.
So, yeah, so we even got more. We got July 12th at Piranha Bar with Uriel, Shroud, Neld, and Chained by Illness. We're playing in July. It's not announced yet, but we'll be back at Misfai Gauche with a dope lineup, and we're going to Oshawa.
It is announced. You just announced it.
Yeah, kind of.
Who else is playing at that show?
That's a good question.
To be continued,
exactly.
That's right.
There's a lot of shows coming up, and I have my partner here, Alex. There's also a couple of other of my partners, such as Johnny Beretta, which does a lot of our media promos, anything that's videos. We have David, which is our camera guy. David Machado, you can find him on IG.
Yeah.
Then we have Ripper Daniels, which is my cousin.
Yeah, and, your cousin's,
that's his,
your cousin's nickname is Ripper. That's great name, yeah.
And he plays for Beyond Breach, and he also helps me book shows, too.
Okay.
So, we have a whole team.
You guys got a lot of stuff going on.
We have a whole team.
That sounds great.
Behind it, you know?
Yeah.
And we're also pushing. There's this band, Post Lovin', that we just gave him like a little... Well, Charles is part of my production, too, but he booked a lot of shows like in London, Hamilton, so Niagara Falls, Barrie. So we'll be sending bands out there too.
Okay.
So it's moving this year. It's gonna like the festival we're doing June 13th. It's a 1 year anniversary.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the name of the festival?
A&R Fest.
A&R Fest. Yes. And what does it stand for? Just A&R as in music executives and A&R.
Something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's all, my cousin, it was me and my cousin that started originally, was supposed to be a... His name is Alessio, so Alessio and Roberto.
Oh, okay, that's yeah.
So it could
yeah.
be Alessio and Roberto, or as it could be Alex and Roberto.
Well, as soon as you messaged me to say,
or Alejandro and Roberto.
Yeah,
Alejandro, you
want to
join this?
Yeah, I want to be part of A&R now.
Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds good.
When you messaged me to ask you who's coming to the show, you in brackets you put A&R. So I was impressed. I thought you were bringing your A&R with you to the show from the record label, but you don't have an A&R.
Well, technically, we have our own.
We have our own publishing.
Well, distribution under A&R production.
Right. Yeah, so, I think that's great.
We kind of have a...
Yeah, it works.
Something
I love
like
it.
A label.
Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, yeah. All right. So it's 9:46 right now. Oh, you know what? I got to play that other ad.
And we got to do the wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's just do this.
Welcome, salutations and various forms of greetings, friends. My name is Mr. Billets. When I'm not enjoying good ragtime music and tap dancing, I like to listen to Great Explosives on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJLO 1690 a.m. Now here's some kind of a cover of Frank Sinatra by a metal band. Take that, Hitler!
Êtes-vous motivé à vous engager au sujet des enjeux de violence de partenaires intimes? Participez à l'Assemblée annuelle générale de Femmes Averties le 8 juin 2025 sur Zoom pour découvrir les divers projets nos survivantes et nos bénévoles ont dirigés cette année. Que ce soit des formations personnalisées avec des partenaires ou des projets communautaires engageants, on a hâte à partager avec le public nos recherches et ce qu'on a accompli. Pour s'inscrire à l'Assemblée générale annuelle, visitez notre site web www.womenaware.ca ou nos réseaux sociaux à womenaware.mtl. Femme avertie, par les survivantes pour les survivantes.
All right, so tonight in Vancouver is the Vaken Metal Finals.
How many years has that been going on?
I have no clue. I should have looked that up before.
It's
got to
be at least 8 or 9.
We have 12 minutes left, so let's just start. There's 4 bands. Soul Thief is one of them. Just if you're listening and you said, "What is the Vaken Metal Battle?" It's a festival in Germany.
Yeah.
In Vaken, and they have metal battles in every country on every continent, and all the winners go to this festival to battle it out to be what's the prize for that?
Well, I think
besides massive bragging rights.
Well, from what I read, because I wanted to put my band in the Vaken Metal Battle this year, but we didn't have enough material. So the thing is that I read you need to have whatever Spotify, but they pay you. You go play Vaken, you get a VIP tent, and you get some spending money while you're there.
Okay.
Oh, so sorry.
Yeah. No, that's work. It works.
I think they heard me.
Yeah. No, we heard you.
Cool.
Yeah. Okay. And clearly, who wouldn't want to be the champion of the world, right? It's literally all winners of. It's going to be Canada versus America versus South Africa. That's pretty cool. The run up to this is cool, also. Anyway, so it's happening right now at the Rickshaw Theater in Vancouver. Let's play one of the bands. This is Warlord by Soul Thief on Electric Messiah, CJLO 1690. We'll be right back. CJLO, 1690 Electric Messiah. You got your mic there?
Yep.
Yeah.
We are there.
All right. We're with Anna. That's your name, right?
Alex.
Alex? Yeah. I said Alex the first time.
I think so, yeah.
So, Alex, What do you have for us?
Well, I'm the the other A&R Productions, and I just wanted to come on here and kind of expand on the work that we're doing with our younger associate Charles and his band Post Lovin. Like Roberto said, they're doing a tour across most of Ontario, as well as a couple of dates in Quebec. June 26th and 27th, namely one in Barry and one in London, I believe. That's going to be with some really cool bands, really cool lineup. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And then I wanted to announce something, actually, which is I'm Doom Service as well. I run a digital magazine through Instagram. I interview bands. Some of you may know me, some of you may not, but big announcement, we're actually merging with A&R Productions. So keep your eyes peeled for A&R Magazine coming to social media and a website near you.
That sounds great. All of that sounds great. Guys, we have about 2.5 minutes left, so I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming in. Alejandro, good luck going to work tomorrow morning.
We'll keep them up.
Yeah. Thanks, man, and thank you for having us here. It's,
we'll have you guys.
Appreciated.
No problem, anytime.
Thank you very much for having us and talking about all this. It was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for playing Insanity and mentioning my production, which I don't think we've named Dead Noise Recordings, or DNR, which can be confusing.
Do not resuscitate.
Yeah, you could find that on Instagram, Dead Noise Recordings. All right, guys, we're going to leave it there. Electric Messiah, CGLO 1690, every Saturday, 9 to 10. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. And Jay, thanks for coming in.
Then we are out.
And we are out. We have a minute and a half. We're going to play a song by Eden Will Burn, a Montreal band. Now, I didn't have enough time to play this full song, so I'm going to play this song, and then I'm going to play both of them next week. I'm going to play two songs from Eden Will Burn. Sorry, guys. I mean, you're welcome. Have a good one. Desperation of this way, my commitment by its side, injecting in my mind, thoughts of cyanide, formless parasites, eating me alive, not set my web to survive, carefully plan my demise, now left by this paralyzed. Supported by you, so soldiers let me drown. Without a single thought, you ride this night to my side. I fucking paid you.